Okay, the final shir that Rabbi Simon gave in his Basar B'Chalav shirim was Tfilas Kelim. So let's try to be misakim the basic points. So the first issue is that the source of this is the pasuk in Matos by the Talmidim. It says Achvamenida Yischata, and from this pasuk we learn the Chazal Darshan that you have to be Tovel Kelim that you get from a goy. Is this a din d'rais or din d'rabbanon? Ramban holds that it's Ramban Rachomer says that his impression, leaving Mahar to say that's really a din d'rabbanon, and the pasuk is in Asmach. So likewise, the Rambam says it's divrei sofrim. He has an arichos on this, but basically says it's a divrei sofrim. The Rashba and seemingly the Asmach as well holds a din d'raisa. What is the reason for this? Interestingly, Rishalma gives a reason quoted by the Isra Heter, and it's interesting hashkafa. He says the reason is because it's leaving the Tumas Nachri and it's nichnas to Kedushas Yisrael. By the fact that the Jew owns it now, it's a Tosefes Kedusha. Reish Shachter presents it like a Gerus on the Kli. It's a Tosefes Kedusha, and therefore you toivel it on the Mikvah. Like Reish Shachter says, like a Gerus. In brackets over here, I put just a Dion, which Rabbi Simon mentions as an aside. There is a discussion whether this, the nature of this din of Tfilas Kelim, is it a iser, meaning is it usher to use a kli that was from a goy that was not toiveled, or is it a mitzvah? If you want to use it, it's a mitzvah to do, but it's not an iser. And Rabbi Simon quoted, it's seen as a rokeach, which makes it sound like it's an iser, even though Rabbi Simon said it's not muchrach necessarily. Rabbi Yo seems to say it's a mitzvah. And Rabbi Simon is pelbling with nafkamina, as maybe nafkamina is regarding bittel, if you hold like the onagyantif, which we learned in the beginning of the year, that bittel could just take away chasornas, can't give milas. Also, Rabbi Simon made it sound like if it's a mitzvah, then maybe if you're an onus, maybe it's a p'tur, but if it's an iser, there's no going to be no p'tur, there's no onus, you know, you can't use it just because you're onus. If it's an iser, you can't violate an iser, but maybe it's a mitzvah, then maybe. Maybe if you're an honest, maybe he be potter from that mitzvah. Different things. Rabbi Simon didn't like show us the makoros on it. He just kind of discussed it outside. That's why I put it in brackets over here. What is chayiv in Tfilas Kelim? So Shulchan Aruch and Kof Chof says clay suda that are either metal or glass. That's what's chayiv in Kelim. Glass is the rabbanon, but when you type it, you still make a bracha. So that is what's chayiv. As an aside, a lot of tangents over here. Ravadi pointed out that if you have china, which Mikra Adini, Rav Simon said is potter, but if it's glazed china, like we generally buy, so Ravadi is of the opinion that does not have the status of zchuchas, does not have the status of glass, legave this din of Tfilas Kelim, because lemais is not glass, it's just a glaze. So it would not need Tfilas Kelim. So the glazed china would not, Mikra Adin need to be toivled. But just as to be mashlim, that Ravadi holds that though, if it's glazed, it does have the milo of glass regarding blios, meaning it's not, since it's smooth, the glaze will have the milo of glass that will prevent blios from going through. But just because he holds that doesn't mean that it's glass, meaning it's not going to need tefillah. Okay, that was just a disagreeing, brackets, you know, footnote. Okay. So we just said clay suda. Good. Now, the Issur Heter says that clay suda equals, what does it mean? That means anything which touches the food, even if you touch a betzonin, even if it's not a hot issue, it's just a betzonin issue, you use it when you cut it, you know, you use it when you cut the food, so that would also need fuel. What about a sakan shal shchita? I mean, when you shech the animal, so eventually this is going to end up on someone's plate, but it's pretty far removed. So the Mechaber in Kofchav Tzif Hei quotes different opinions. He says, Yesh misha omer she'ena tzarech tzvila. He says, some say that this does not need tzvila skelim, and the Ramah says, but there are those who argue, and say it does need tzvila, and therefore it's proper to be tovelet, but without making a bracha. So the next topic was when, and the related topic is on who is the chiv, and when does it set in? So, the first halacha which we have over here is in Avodah Zarah Ayin Hei, Shulchan Aruch, Kof Chof, Sif Ches. It says the chiyuv is only on kelim that you buy from a guy. If you borrow it or you rent it from a guy, there's no chiyuv to us kelim on that. Only bought from a guy. Likewise, just pushing the envelope a little bit, the Shulchan Aruch also in Kuf Chav Ches, based on Tosfos, holds that if Yisrael, if a Jew, bought a kli from a guy, and now he didn't necessarily use it, but he lent it to another Jew. He lent it to Yisrael Chavero. So the Yisrael Chavero, the second Jew, the Jew who borrowed it from his friend, before he uses it for his food, he needs to be toivel it. Why? Because there was a chiyuv chal on it. The first Jew who bought it from the guy, he had a chiyuv on him to be toivel it. Even though he didn't toivel it, because he wasn't interested in perhaps using it. But the chiyuv was chal. So therefore, even the next Jew, who let's say borrows it from him, has to do the tefillah before he uses it, because the chiyuv was chal, you know, as soon as the first Jew bought it. So once the chiyuv is chal, it's chal, and it, not just on him, it's on the kli. So anyone who wants to use that kli needs to be toivel it. Rav Moshe, this is kind of a side point, Rav Moshe writes in Yeres Moshe, Yerdei Al HaMetes, that kelim which are shayach to the Medina, they're not an individual's, it's a corporation's claim, you're buying from a corporation. So is that considered to be owned by a guy and to require to us kelim? And he said, yeah, there's a svara to say that, but it's more mistaber to say that it is chayav, and you are considered to be having bought by Akum. He has an arichas there of some rayas, and therefore he says, Yosef Mestaber, that it is considered to be bought from, does need to be. So Kalim. The next halacha is very, very interesting halacha, and this is a halacha quoted in the Beis Yosef, and it does make its way to the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef says, nearly, seems to me, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, again, Kuf Chav Ches, popular sif for us here, and that is Clay Schora. So if a Jew buys kelim, you know, fork, whatever it is, from a guy, but he does not intend to use it. He intends to sell it. It's his business. He sells cutlery. So he gets it from China. He gets it from some non-Jewish factory where they make it. He buys it. Now he's going to sell it. So the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch say, so listen to this. Since when the Jew bought it from the guy, it was the schoira, and the chiddush he wants to say is since it's bought the schoira, there's no chiyuv tefillah on it. So now it's in the ownership of a Jew with no chiyuv tefillah. So therefore, if this Jew then sells it to another Jew, someone, right, some Jew buys it online, and now it comes to him, even the guy who bought it to use in his kitchen does not need to do tefillas kelim on it, because there is no, it was not nischayiv in tefillah biyad the first Jew. Right? When the first Jew owned it, so now it's owned by a Jew. He's owned by a Jew with aruchi of tefillah. So then, when the second Jew buys it, he's not getting clay akum, he's getting clay Yisrael. He's getting clay Yisrael, which never had a chi of tefillah on it.
Would that be the same?
What?
Or would that be the same if you bought it as a gift?
Who bought it as a gift?
Let's say a Jew buys from a goy a pot as a gift. Like for a wedding. You're buying it as a gift to give for a wedding.
I think the way it's presented is it's clay, meaning it's not meant for, it's meant for schora, it's meant for business. I don't know whether it would apply to that, but it may be no gift, is something we'll see in a minute. But this is a very interesting halacha over here, right? Meaning, since the second Jew who's going to use it in his kitchen, right, for his suda, he didn't buy it from a guy, he bought it from a Jew. The moicher, the seller, bought it from a guy. But since the seller, meaning, but since that middleman bought it, it's just his business, he's just a middleman, and once you hold the heter of Torah, it was biyad Yisrael, with no chiyuv tefillah, so now is no chiyuv tefillah. So when the Baal HaBas buys it to use in his kitchen, he's buying it from a Jew. He's buying Jewish kelim. So even though he wants to use it in his kitchen, he doesn't have to do tefillah. Yeah.
It was only in the case where the Jew borrowed it from the one who bought it from the goy for schora, not if he acquired it. That's what the Beis Yosef seems to be saying. I may be wrong, but I think that's what it is. Only if he borrowed it.
Really? I don't have a shulchan aruch kochav ches. I thought it was even if he.
The Beis Yosef.
I thought if he bought, the way I remember it was that the Yisrael bought it from a guy, but he bought it let's hope, do business. That's how I remember. Okay, if I'm wrong, we'll look it up later. Let me know.
That's okay.
So, because that's the part of Sora, is that he's buying it for business. That's how I remember it. No, afterwards, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. So now, based on this Chiddush of the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Avadia Yosef has a pretty amazing kula. It's a pretty amazing kula. It's, well, a little bit no gas what Ellie mentioned. Not exactly, but it's only the same one. So Rav Avadia says like this. Is it mutter to eat in a restaurant, a Jewish restaurant, when you know that the owners didn't travel to Caleb? So, the Pshuto, you'd say no. You can't eat with Caleb that aren't entitled. Rav Avadia says it's mutter. Why? Because the restaurant owner, this is his schora. His schora is feeding people. His schora is having a restaurant. So Rav Avadia applies the schora to even a restaurant. So Mimela, since it's his schora, he has no chiyuv tefillah. The Bala restaurant does not have a chiyuv to be toivel his kalim because it's the schora. And since it's the schoira, there's no chiyuv tefillah, so therefore, even if the customers come, they're allowed to eat on it, because it's Jewish kelim without a chiyuv tefillah. So therefore, you can eat in a restaurant with no, even if the kelim aren't toivled, because it's the schoira. And if the owner of the restaurant wants to be toivled as kelim, Rav Avadia says, without a bracha. Don't make a bracha, because it's the schoira. So it's a chumrah to be toivola, but don't make a bracha. That's what Rav Avadia says in Yechav Adas. Rav Avadia argues with this. Rav Simon also thought it was a very extreme application. Because, yes, the schora, but the schora is eating. It's not like schora that he's like a seller. And the schora is that he's, you know, the schora is to feed people. So it's a restaurant. So Rav Avadia didn't feel that the heter of schora could apply to that case. Okay, moving on to a common shayla, electric appliances. That's what everyone wants to know, electric appliances. So Rabbi Simon quoted the Chalkas Yaakov, who's basing on the Gidulei Taira, which says that electric appliances that need to be plugged in, not battery powered, plugged in, since it's only used when it's plugged in, based on the Gidulei Taira, that's considered Mechubar LaKarka, it's not considered a kli. And therefore, it would not need tefilas kelim. It's not a kli. It's a chubal karka. And I think he could record it. David Kohner said that if someone wants to rely on this, they could rely on it. Rav Avadia once advises people to do a shutzus with a guy. So once it's a shutzus with a guy, so that's not totally Jewish owned, so then you don't have a chiyuv tefil. That was Rav Avadia's eitzah. If you could find a guy to do a shutzus, whatever. I don't give you a quote or whatever. What about glass bottles? So, let's say I buy a Snapple. It's in a glass bottle. Can I drink from this Snapple bottle? So, I think there is Simon said, correct me if I'm wrong, that Rav Shechter felt that you should, that I guess maker then would need tefillah because you're drinking from a you're being mishtamish with a glass cleave that's from a guy. So, would be. The Maral Diskin, though, says that it does not need tefillah because if something is filled with liquid, emptying it out is not considered hishtamshus. If you want to refill it with something and then use it, that's hishtamshus. But the first time you empty it out, in this case it would be drinking it, so that's not considered hishtamshus and it wouldn't need tefillah. You're not being hishtamshus with the kli. Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe, so he feels that Mikr Hadin, it's not, there's no need for tefillah at all. His arrived from Maaser Sheni, that you're allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to buy not only the food on your side, but even the barrels, the containers. So he says, you see that the container, in this case, the bottle, is batel to the ochel. So the Snapple bottle, the bottle to the snapple, this bottle to the ochel. And now if you want to reuse it, now you're making it into a kli. So it's kli al de Yisrael. So therefore there'd be no kli of tefillah on this. Now I think the bottles are made of plastic, but it would be, whatever. A glass grape juice bottles are based on this that people want to use. Similarly, by aluminum tins, Rav Adya wants to say that mikra din is a chad pa'ami. It's disposable. It's only meant for one use. If you want to use it again, so that then you're making it. That's your decision. But fundamentally, it's not to be reused. Okay, so I think those are the highlights for the Tfilas Kelim Shir. Okay.